Welcome back to In Focus here, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples, City Manager Ron Fear, and Mayor Mike Dodson joining us here for a preview of tonight's City Commission meeting scheduled for 7 p.m. at the City Hall, City Commission Chamber. Moving on, we're up to the general agenda here. We're looking at item B coming up next, and item B is a first reading of an ordinance that would amend an ordinance for development here of St. Isidore's Catholic Church. It's a big project, a $17 million project.
It is a very big project. The church, the Catholic Church there in the Student Center has had a planned unit development. That's a zoning classification that basically allows kind of for a custom design, if you will, of the zoning. It addresses all different aspects of it and just doesn't fit within some of the typical C1, C2, C3 type designations. And so they have had that plan, but they've never implemented it. And so they actually want to amend that plan to use some of the features of it that they had planned for, but change some of the other aspects. The current church and facilities there seat about 400, and they have some other support facilities. Again, this is an applicant. The applicant is the Roman Catholic Diocese of Salina, and they're wanting to build a new church at that location and student center. It would accommodate up to 700 folks and also would include meeting spaces, classrooms, kitchen and serving areas, and a redesigned site layout. And if you look at the agenda, there's some really nice renderings of this facility, and it is quite a change on that particular corner. So it's something that would be, as you mentioned, proposed about a $17 million improvement. And so the other aspects of this type of planned unit development is you look at parking, you look at pedestrian access, you look at vehicle access, and all of those issues. And so you get to, again, to kind of custom tailor some of the design aspects and servicing aspects related to a particular site. And so that'll be what'll be before the commission tonight. The planning board has reviewed this particular item, and as well as city staff, and there are a number of conditions that have been placed on it, but in whole, the project's been recommended for approval.
All right.
Yeah, I think some of the things that we'll be looking at is, as Ron said, the parking that goes with it, and they've been using by agreement a parking lot just to their north, which is really a KSU lot. So we'll be looking at the entry there and how that might work, particularly on a Sunday when business is up, and the alignment maybe with that and the entry to the KSU Alumni Center across the street. And then the entry, which has, by their plan, some handicap spots up on the, it would be the south and slightly west side of the structure. So that would be entering off of Anderson. So we'll take a careful look at how close that is to the Denison intersection. As everybody knows, that's got a lot of traffic through there. Probably will be minimal on Sunday. So that would, I think, mitigate a lot of the concerns that we might have. But for other functions that might occur during the day, it might be an issue. But they've done a good job with the architecture and looking at all the traffic. So I think the council will be pretty supportive of that.
You talk about the traffic there. Is there I can't remember right off the top of my head, is there a turn lane there, or would that have to be installed maybe?
So the plan indicates that there might be a need to put, if the access is allowed off Anderson, as the mayor was indicating, that there might be a right-hand turn lane in only. Mm-hmm. And again, that would require the sidewalk and everything to have to be relocated. There is not a turn lane there now for that particular function. There's obviously the intersection has turn lanes on all four quadrants for left-hand turners, but there's nothing specific to the church property itself.
What about any changes to Denison? Would anything be anticipated there?
Not anticipated that there would be anything on the Denison side. Again, the bulk of the traffic for usage of this would be at a time that it wouldn't be a high peak time for other traffic in the community.
Okay. So that is a first reading here tonight. And I'm curious, when you have these first readings, was it three times you go through here for the consideration of a project like this?
So two readings of an ordinance, okay, generally, and this is the first consideration, and then the second reading if the commission advances it.
Okay.
So it'll come from the planning board to us, first reading, then a second reading generally.
Gotcha.
That'll be it.
And then it goes back to the planning board for a final development plan.
Okay. So that'll be tonight. Again, Manhattan Urban Area Planning Board recommends approval here tonight. Item C is considering the Manhattan Middle School Improvements Steering Committee recommendation for the new rec centers that are going to be developed here.
Right. And this is an update again from the general contractor, McCowan Gordon, and their design team, as well as the steering committee itself. There's been about a 44-person steering committee that have had a number of concept design meetings looking at the layouts of the two proposed middle school recreation centers and at both the Eisenhower and Anthony middle school campuses. And the commission has reviewed this before. This specific one is kind of a final layout for them to proceed with final design that would yield a guaranteed maximum price. So again, the commission is using a unique construction process in this regard. With these projects, we're doing a design build. So you have a general contractor and a team of architects that were competed and were selected for these particular projects. And they are working on that design, and they'll come back with ultimately a final design with a guaranteed maximum price to deliver those projects on a construction timeline. The budget that was allocated in the bond issue was about $8.5 million for each of the facilities, and both are anticipated to be complete by the end of 2020. I'll let the mayor visit a little bit. We're approaching this a little bit differently than maybe some of our other projects that we might do, and then, you know, versus bonding it, we're doing a pay-as-you-go, so we're collecting the quarter-cent sales tax that the voters approved and hope to pay cash. The plan is to pay cash for these particular projects so that we can maximize the investment of the dollars into the facility.
Yeah, I think I really favor this kind of a bid and build arrangement. I mean, it gives a great coordination between the architect and the builder, and really does help you solidify the maximum price. And it also helps in coordination. You can imagine the architects designing it. Meanwhile, the constructor is looking right over his shoulder and make sure that what he's designing is buildable in a fashion that keeps the cost down. And I think when people look at the way this these structures have been aligned with the new extensions to both of those schools, they'll be very pleased. It fits right in, yet, you know, it's unique to being able to use it by the citizens of Manhattan and the school kids. So, and then the design inside is really very nice. I mean, when you look at the floor plan, you see four basketball courts that can be modified into different uses for volleyball or pickleball or whatever it is, and running track that's elevated, and then some meeting rooms and some vending and things like that, and concessions. So all in all, these will be a great addition to the city, and look like they will very much support some of the tournaments and things like that that we've really been shooting for.
Yeah, I would just add that, you know, I think the team's done a great job of really focusing on what the goals were and the needs, including other turf sports. There's an ability to put down some artificial turf on a temporary basis for those type of sports. Potentially some batting cages and soccer and then practice that sort of thing. The other aspect, which was a unique challenge to the team, and I think their solution's been really good, is just, you know, two of the gyms are designed to use for the middle school throughout the day, and so the ability to secure those, that portion of the facility, for the school district, as well as keeping the other side open to the public as a community recreation center, has been very impressive to see how they've been able to work that out, and I think will be a great addition and allows for special events to utilize the whole facility, either for the school district or the whole facility for special events and the community use. So it's a really, I think, a good design, and we're looking forward to the update this evening.
Yeah, this is probably one of the more exciting parts of this project so far here, is actually getting to see what may come to fruition here. And obviously, dollars and cents always is a big part of that here. But overall, it sounds like you guys are pretty happy with the project. And what will be the next step after this, assuming it gets considered here?
Sure. So if the commission approves this aspect, again, they'll work on final design. Still a little bit of opportunity for some public input into that final design, but then they'll bring back basically a contract for this is what we're going to build these particular facilities for and the timeline we're going to build them on. And then ultimately, at that point, the commission would accept that guaranteed maximum price, just like they were awarding a contract for the construction. And that construction would anticipate to begin early in 2020. And the benefit of having both the projects together is that they'll just be able to move the trades folks from one project to the other, which is really as a cost efficiency point for these two particular projects, as opposed to having two different contractors building two different projects.
So this is a project they think they can get both these done in one calendar year then, huh?
Pretty much. They might get started on some of it in late 2019.
Okay.
But that's kind of the timeline goal. But that'll be part of that next step is, in addition to the price, determining that final schedule out as well.
Okay, I'm looking forward to this. This is one of the cool things I've been really looking forward to here since I moved here. So,
and part of that will be both the schools have been approved to have expansions to accommodate sixth grade. So there's going to be a lot of construction going on.
Yeah.
So coordinating that construction will be important as well.
You bet.
And I think the other thing that we ought to point out is that it gives us an opportunity to change the traffic flows a little bit around those schools, so parents ought to be happy with that. It'll separate some of these events areas from where the buses come, for example. Mm. And if outside entities come in for tournaments, that'll take care of that as well. So I think they've done a great job integrating all of this together, as Ron said.
Additional and improved parking as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a time out. We'll come back more with City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Mike Dodson here, Manhattan City Commission previewing here on In Focus. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.